This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The European Union agreed Monday to impose sanctions on Belarus, including banning its airlines from using the airspace and airports of the 27-nation bloc amid fury over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest an opposition journalist, reacting to what EU leaders called a brazen hijacking of the Ryanair jetliner flying from Greece to Lithuania on Sunday. They also demanded the immediate release of the journalist Roman Pratasevich, a key foe of the Belarusian president Alexander Lukashenko. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the Middle East to press the Israelis, Palestinians, and regional players to build on and strengthen last week's Gaza ceasefire. America's top diplomat also will push for an immediate flow of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip and lay the groundwork for resumption and peace talks. Blinken is also set to visit the Israel and the West Bank, Jordan, and Egypt. AP correspondent Ree Foley reports on the World Health Organization chief about the future of pandemics.
The WHO is trying to figure out how the world can better prepare for and respond to health emergencies. The WHO's director, General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, repeated his concern about who's got COVID vaccines and who doesn't. He said, "There is no diplomatic way to say it. A small group of countries that make and buy the majority of the world's vaccines control."